This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In just a few short years, cell phones, electric vehicles, online shopping, and other rapid technological advancements have become a part of everyday life. Global futurist and best-selling author Jack Oldrich says that these quickly advancing technologies are also becoming a bigger part of agriculture.
There are so many opportunities for innovation. And now that unconventional technology companies are getting into the ag space, like Microsoft and Google, that they understand agriculture is as much or at least more about technology and information and data than farmers might have thought in the past.
Oldrich says that the technology boom in agriculture is a foregone conclusion.
One of the challenges, if we're living in exponential times, that most people think, oh, something is 10 years away. That might be true using today's technology, but tomorrow's technology is going to be faster and these things are going to bring the future forward.
He says it's important to be prepared to utilize these technologies to improve farming capabilities.
Stay aware of these trends and also understand how it's the convergence of these technologies. As we have more satellites in the sky and we have more sensors in the field, we're going to be able to do things differently.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
Just as soon as it dries out, the sprayers will be back out in full force, according to outstanding Northeast Iowa area agronomist Rebecca Lee Koningsfeld.
Heavy into post-spraying applications on corn, trying to make sure we get those weeds under control. The smaller the weeds are, the better. We don't want to try to take down 1 to 2 foot tall water hemp, giant ragweed, you name it. The bigger they are, the harder they are to kill, and more issues we're having with herbicide resistance every year, it seems like. So do yourself a favor and get out there early, be proactive on the herbicide side of things, and make sure we are layering our residuals in. Keep the field clean with your knockdown, your pre's, and everything like that, and then layer in a residual with that post-pass. A lot of our co-pack herbicides nowadays have that residual product built in, which is nice.
Yeah, side dress applications will be starting in earnest as well, and you can find the latest research, of course, in the Practical Farm Research PFR Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.